Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 7th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Our joint negotiating committee, the JNC, met with United Management this week and has provided an update for all flight attendants. You may review the update on the JNC website. The debate in Washington is heating up, and you can help make a difference in our fight to protect the middle class. We need to hold our elected officials accountable for defending working families by reducing the deficit in a balanced way and moving our country forward, not back. Congress needs to address the real causes for our long-term budget imbalance and not use the deficit as a pretext to pursue unrelated agendas. If Congress fails to act before the end of the year, all taxes revert to the Clinton-era rates, and $1.1 trillion in automatic cuts to both defense and domestic discretionary spending kick in. The spending cuts were the creation of Republican leadership in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling last year. Tell Congress to put working families first and protect our future. Call your members of Congress and tell them, no tax cuts for the richest 2% of Americans, no benefit cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. You may contact your two senators and your U.S. representative by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121 or by using the AFL-CIO toll-free call Congress line at 888-659-9401. Please place all three calls to your representatives today. Phase 3 vacation bidding for 2013 is now closed. Phase 3 vacation awards will be posted no later than December 11, 2012. As a reminder, flight attendants who wish to trade their vacations can do so during the interim vacation bidding scheduled to open on December 31, 2012. You can read more about vacation bidding and interim vacation bidding on our website. United announced in their In-Flight Services Weekly on December 5, 2012, beginning in January, the changes to the 2013 Continuing Qualification, the CQ. United will be adding a second additional day to CQ for training for the B737 and for customer service training. Reserve flight attendants who are junior to the senior designated reserve in 2012 and who have a CQ month that fell in October, November, and December of 2012 will be scheduled a one-day B737 and customer service training. This new day two training will be scheduled between January through September 2013 and is in preparation for the arrival of new Boeing 737 aircraft to be flown by United flight attendants. Also beginning with the CQ 2013 program, flight attendants will no longer see a Unimatic entry log indicating that the CQ computer-based training, the CBT, has been completed. Instead, flight attendants will verify the completion of their CBTs by going to the United Learning Network, the ULN, homepage, and clicking on the My Transcript button. Additional information concerning 2013 CQ changes can be found in United's CQ packet. United's 2013 Enrolled Friend registration period is now open, and you have until 1900 hours Central Time on December 30th, 2012, to participate. If you make no changes, your current Enrolled Friends will roll over from 2012 to 2013. Once registration is closed, you will not be able to make any changes until the 2014 registration period, unless you experience a lifestyle change. Details on what consists as a lifestyle change can be found on United's website. To register, you must visit the All About Me section on United's Flying Together. For questions, please see your local domicile supervisor. Flight attendants who are working crew members, once again this year, have the ability to travel with up to two people using buddy passes at the crew member's personal pass classification. The program applies to both the domestic and international operation and is available beginning December 18, 2012 and ending on or before midnight, January 5, 2013. When creating your reservation through United Employee Res, remember to check the Traveling with Working Crew Member box to make sure your buddies are booked at the correct pass classification. You are required to notify the gate agent in person when your buddy accompanies you and at any connecting cities where there is an aircraft change. If there are no seats available, the buddies will travel at the unaccompanied classification on another flight, which they can then be boarded. After tireless advocacy and with the support of President Obama, the Federal Aviation Administration announced on November 30, 2012, an incredible milestone and advancement for flight attendants throughout the airline industry. For more information about AFA's journey advocating for OSHA protections in the cabin, please visit our website. We have received reports that United has begun handing out our known crew member KCM barcode cards at many domiciles. Once you have received your barcode card, you must register your card on the KCM website. Flight attendants that experience technical difficulties while registering a KCM barcode card should contact the KCM service provider directly at kcmsupport@airinc.com. Until you receive your KCM barcode card, you will need to continue to present your United Crew ID, a government-issued photo ID, and state your file number to the TSA officer at the KCM entry point. We ask you to keep in mind that all crew members are subject to random full screenings, and if the KCM TSA officer is unable to verify employment status, crew members should proceed through the standard screening process and then notify their onboard supervisor. For more information about the KCM program, please visit our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.